Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Advice from a Fuckboy. This is episode 6. I'm back. I was about to say I'm America's favorite fuckboy, but I'm not doing that no more. The reason, listen, I need entrance music, all right? I know some of you, I know so many rappers, some of the dudes that be in the studio, all right? Make me a beat, make me a track, all right? Make me something dope, and if I like it, I'm going to pay for it, all right? Because everybody eats, you know? So speaking of everybody eats, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to announce on this podcast that I am about to embark on a journey with Uber Eats, endorsement deal all with them and shit, you know what I mean? Everybody gonna be eating, you gonna be seeing me, and I'm gonna be eating Uber Eats. Anyway, neither here nor there. Yeah, man, I'm just happy that a lot of things are falling in line, and I just want y'all to know, I mean, before I give fuckboy advice, man, you know, I am the product, and I'm the poster child of what it looks like when you don't quit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the poster child of not quitting, you know, so I just want you guys to understand if you're going through something out there right now and, you know, you feel like you can't make it, yes, the fuck you can, all right? Listen to this, yes, the fuck you can. Go out, go do that shit. It's early in the morning right now too, man. It's really early in the morning. I didn't get any sleep last night. We were filming a short film. First of all, I want to touch on something real quick, right? So I remember my ignorant ass used to say shit like, yo, man, I wonder how they do movies and the dudes be kissing and the girls be like, they'll simulate sex and how nobody gets hard. I want to throw that out there. Like, I'll be like, yo, man, how they simulate sex and nobody gets hard? And now I see how, you know, so I'm doing a simulated sex scene and I didn't get aroused. I was actually kind of proud of myself. You know what I'm saying? But then I was also like it, and the girls weren't ugly either. They were beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? If you want to follow Jasmine St. Clair and also Akishian, they are beautiful women, and we're doing simulated sex scenes. And I'm just like, yo, like I'm not, you know, and I'm going full blown too. Like I'm humping. I'm you know, you can see my stroke game. You can see my stroke or whatever I think my stroke game is. Anyway, okay, all right, I'm done talking about stroke game. You know what's crazy? Speaking of stroke game, man, like kids be knowing about sex so early, you know? Like I remember I heard this kid talking about his stroke game. He had to be no more than 13, and I'm like, what stroke game do you have? Like, because I know me, when I first started having sex, so I was like 15, you know, and you know, my stroke game was not it, you know. Asia told y'all, you know, that I was out here fucking fast, you know. She said I was a little jackrabbity. That wasn't mean I was hella jackrabbit. It was just a little jackrabbit. But anyway, the whole point is, man, I just used to say that dumb shit. Now I see how you can simulate a sex scene and not get aroused. Now, I don't know if this is just me, you know, getting old and now I can't get it up no more. Or just maybe I'm just mature enough to not get hard on set. I like to go with the latter. And I want to thank all the actors and actresses that came out and performed and filmed or help me make my short film a reality. I really appreciate y'all, man. We did a really great job, man. You know, it was tired. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired. All right, so let's get into these topics, man. Let's talk. All right, I just wanted to throw some things out there, talk about, you know, for you guys, and you know, let's get into the topic. So here we go. All right. So okay, this is fellas, we got to do better. This is not me shitting on ladies for once. Fellas, we got to do better. So I have a question for everybody out there. If you're an accomplice to cheating, are you just as bad as the cheater? And you know what? No, this ain't got to do with men. This women too. Fuck that. Yeah. No. Everybody does this shit. Okay, so I'll give y'all a prime example. So a friend of mine, he got caught cheating. All right. Got caught cheating last month. And first of all, men a lot of times, and ladies, you really want to know the real reason why men cheat? Do you really want to know the real reason? It has nothing to do with you. It's ego. See, ladies, you got to remember, man, since you were 15 or 12 years old, every guy you've met in your life has been trying to fuck you. Since you were 12. The day you develop boobs and ass, like, I mean, because when I was 12, like, it was girls with hella ass and titties in school. You know what I'm saying? But the day you got, you're 12, 13, every man, every boy you've met that's around your age, you know, they've been trying to fuck. I'm telling you now, when I was 12, I was trying to fuck. When I was 13, I was trying to fuck. At 14, I was trying to fuck. I'm 31. I'm not trying to fuck, but if we do fuck, like, I'm not going to turn you down. With that being said, though, you're used to being chased. You're used to being the you're used to being, you know, being pounced on. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're used to that. You're used to guys like, you know, when a man gets older, you know what I mean? Because we're not used to that. Girls wasn't trying to talk to me at 12. You know, girls wasn't tapping me under my shoulder like, hey, my homegirl trying to talk to you at 12. That wasn't happening. I was playing video games and worried about, you know, what was I doing at 12? I forget, you know, but I was playing baseball. I was in the video games. I was in baseball. You know what I'm saying? That shows you what black kid was into baseball at 12 anyway, too. You know, that's how you know I wouldn't get no pussy. Like I was, you know. So anyway, but with that being said, like, a lot of times guys cheat, not because we don't love you or we don't care about you. It's more so like, yo, we got options now. And women only like men who they can't have. And then you're like, and guys are like, no, you can have me. And mind you, I'm talking about all white men. All right. Black men don't do this. Okay. This is only for white men. All right. So anyway, so with that being said, I think that a lot of times, for me, guys, and I'm not saying I've ever cheated because I actually haven't. I'll get to that in a second. But guys cheat literally, and you're hearing this, and I'm not trying to give women no special cheat codes or anything. Like, I'm just giving you an example of why. Like, you know how you get in trouble in school, or you got in trouble and your parents ask you why, and you really didn't really have an answer why. You're like, I just felt like doing it. You know what I'm saying? And guys are the same way. Like, but the reason why I'm telling you now, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. It has everything to do with the fact that he's now, you know, he now has the opportunity to cheat. A man's only, you know, what they only said, a man's only faithful as his options. I somewhat agree with that, you know? If you got women sliding, like, you've never had women, you know, then you get older, you get a beard, now you can buy some nice clothes, you smell good. Yeah, you out here. You out here, bro. You are fucking out here. Literally and figuratively. So now you cheating. You're not used to it. Like, I'm not putting Kevin Hart out there, but, like, think of somebody like Kevin Hart. You know what I mean? Do you think women were knocking down the door to be with him when he was 15 or 14? The motherfucker's 5'2". But then now he's one of the greatest comedians of all time. And and you can debate me all you want. I mean, but somebody think the motherfucker funny if you selling out a goddamn arena or you selling out a football field, but that's neither here nor there. So my thing is, you're selling out stadiums, you're selling out arenas, you're the number one comedian in the world. Yes, women are trying to fuck you. And no, you're not going to say no. You know? He's not going to say, oh no, I get a wife. Oh no, I get a wife. No. No, he's going to be like, come on, you know. So yeah, with that being said, so my boy got caught cheating, and it was really sad that he got caught cheating too, man. Because you know, first of all, I just want to apologize for the planes that you guys hear. If you hear planes running through the background of my podcast, I live near the airport. All right. Anyway, so he gets caught cheating, and you know, but I was helping him cheat. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, Clint. If my wife says, mind you, it's his wife. He said, yo, if my wife said, asked where we were here. And I'm like, cool. You know, because what kind of friend would I be if I didn't do that? Now, I could easily tell my friend. Now, my friend is white, by the way, y'all. He's not a black man. He's a white man. I'm lying. Okay, whatever. So anyway, so my friend's like, yo, Clint, you know, I mean, first of all, I'm like, what kind of friend would I be if I didn't help my man cheat? What kind of friend? Like, now you guys can say, oh no, you tell your friend not. What grown ass man is telling his homeboy that? And if he is, hats off to him. But I'm not saying that. I'm not egging him on. But I'm not saying, yo, don't cheat. You know.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm not. So with that being said, so long story short, he gets caught, and I feel his wife got mad at me too. She's like, Clint, because I know you was in on this. And I'm not confirming. And I'm confirming on this podcast, but she ain't listening. And if you do listen, yeah, I helped him cheat. So what? You know? And then she told him he could stay right in your house. Now I'm like, look, my man don't live in LA. He lives out in San Diego. And you know, he can't come here. I mean, he can come here, but he, you know, y'all need to work that shit out. But why am I held as accountable as he is? Why am I the bad guy? Because I lied for him? First of all, if you got to ask another person what your man was doing, then you shouldn't be in a relationship with that person. Second of all, you know, I don't know their situation. I don't know what's going on. I don't know everything in everybody's household. So the fact that he is cheating, I'm not making excuses, which is interesting because I'm about to turn the tables in just one second, y'all. Just hear me out, fellas. All right. He's wrong for cheating, and I'm wrong, and I'll admit that I'm wrong for being an accomplice to cheating. I shouldn't have helped him cheat. I should have been a mature adult, and I should have said, yo, man, this isn't cool. Don't cheat on your wife. Don't cheat on your wife, bro. You know, that's what we should be doing, fellas. We should be taking accountability, and we should be holding each other accountable for what we're doing in our households. You know what I'm saying? So when we having God talk and we like, yo, blah, 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 yeah, you know, tell your mans, like, dog, that shit ain't cool. Because cheating is not cool. You know why? Because you got the option to be single. You can be single out here in these streets. It's not that hard. There's plenty of women out here down to fuck. There's thousands of women down to fuck. You know, you don't have to be in a relationship to do that. If that's all you want, if that's all you want. Now, again, I told you why men cheat. I told you it has nothing to do with your wife. I told him it has nothing to do with your girlfriend or anything like that. It's more so a man thing, you know. And I'm not saying this guy, he's not famous or nothing like that, but he's a good-looking dude. And I'm pretty sure he's not in entertainment, but he's getting pussy thrown at him all the time. You know how hard it is to not to dodge pussy? Yo, one of my best friends, Dom, man. Remember back in the day, Dom, you know, he listens to this shit. Back in the day, Dom, we'd be like, yo, man, I'm out here dodging sex, nigga. My man, Dom, he don't cheat. You know, he was like, Clint, man, I had to cheat. You know, like, he's like, he had to hit him with a Ricky Waters. So, yeah, fellas, I will say that. So that is, you know, I ask women to take accountability on this podcast. We have to do the same thing. You know, we can't be out here, you know, we got to help each other out, and not in the wrong way, not in the way I did, you know. Now, if your homie is cheating, all right? If your homie is cheating, you know what I'm saying? And he asked you to help him out. It's the bro code to do it. And you got the opportunity to break the... See, accountability is not bro code. Accountability is mature code. But bro code is you help your man cheat. If he's in a bad situation, stick your hand down there, help him out. Pull him out the hot water. You all right? Fellas, we got to start getting our lies straight. Get your lies straight. We need to start having male group chats, all right, for cheaters. So we can all be on the same page, because women are inquisitive. I told you this in the first episode. Women are inquisitive. Women, they do their research. Women know who you fucking. All right? So we got to do better. They got fake Instagram accounts, fellas. They got group chat. They know this shit. They know it. And you out here, we out here unprepared and ill-equipped. That's not it. No, that's not it. We need to help each other out. So now I'm going to reverse the roles. So women are probably listening to this podcast. You're like, yo, you're so immature. You're so immature. Why are you out here help? Now, ladies, you've never helped your girlfriend cheat? Yeah. Pause. You mean to tell me you've never helped your girlfriend cheat? You mean to tell me your girlfriend did some fuck shit and you're like, nah, you know, you're like, girl, you know that's wrong. You got you a good man. You shouldn't be out here. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all do the same thing. Y'all just better at it. Y'all are cold pieces, man, I tell you. So, I'll give you a prime example. I have a homegirl that I helped cheat. Now, I wasn't cheating with her. Like, I wasn't fucking her. She was fucking somebody else. And I helped her cheat. You know? I helped her out. You know? I know her boyfriend. You know? I think he is a sucker, but that's neither here nor there. I know her boyfriend. And she's like, Clint, I just need you to do me this favor. You know? Say I was here. If it ever comes up, no problem. She said I was at your show. I mean, and you know what the crazy thing is? She really was at my show, you know? But she said, say I was at your show, like she was helping me out. No, she was at my show with another motherfucker. And I helped her cheat because I gave her free tickets. I gave her free tickets. She came to the show. She comes to the show with somebody that's not her boyfriend. I said, who is that? She said, mind your fucking business. Now, like, I'm gonna give y'all another story real quick, man. And this story actually kind of hurts me because I fucked up. I didn't know the code at the time. My dad is my right hand man. Dad, if you listen to this, what's up, Herm? How you doing, Pop? I miss you, man. I'm gonna come see you. Anyway, my dad is my right hand man. We share the same name. And if you look at my dad in 1972 and you look at me in 2005, because he was 18 in 72 and I was 18 in 2005, we look exactly the same. Now, with that being said, my father, my father and my mother broke up when I was 15, all right? Now, this was a long time coming anyway. My dad was sleeping on the couch 2 years prior to this. And I never understood why he always slept on the couch. I'm like, yeah, he's sleeping on it. I just thought he slept in the basement. That's just what he did. Little did I know, my parents had some acrimony in their relationship. They weren't feeling each other, all right? So my dad, I never forget, my dad is on the phone, right? It's a late night. My dad's on the phone. It's a late Friday night. My dad's on the phone. We didn't know my father had a cell phone. My little sister Kiara says, Clint, daddy has a cell phone. I was like, really? She was like, yeah. I'm like, you lying. So I go downstairs. I hear him talking. I look at the house phone, because at the time we had house phones for you young niggas that don't know about house phones. We had the cordless with the caller ID on that shit. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it used to be, you remember, you had to be on the phone. You'd be on the phone with your sweetie all night long. Anyway, so my dad is on the phone with some woman. And then, mind you, it's like 11:30 at night. All right? So he has like, daddy got a cell phone. I'm like, all right, man. So I saw my dad with the cell phone. My mom comes in the door. She's like, why ain't y'all asleep? And then me and Kiara look at each other. Kiara's like, tell her. Tell her. She hits me in the chest and says, tell her. And then mom was like, tell me what? And you know, anybody that knows my mom is queen inquisitive. My mom will find some shit out easily. My mom's like, Clint, tell me what? I was like, now, do I make up a lie or do I tell the truth? Now, I'm on punishment. I ain't got shit to lose. So, mom, daddy got a cell phone. Now, my mom had this thing where she was the only one with a cell phone in the house. That was a little selfish, mom. I'm going to tell you that right now. My mom was the only one with a cell phone in the house. Why couldn't my dad have a cell phone? And then my mom used to say to my dad, well, what you need a cell phone for? You got me. Ain't that some woman shit to say? You got me. No, the fuck I don't. I got friends too. Anyway, so I tell mom, I said, look, but don't tell daddy I told you. Please don't tell him I told you. Please, I'm begging you. She's like, no worries, son. Thank you for the tip. My mom goes downstairs 5 minutes later. And instead of taking that information and putting it inside and bottling it up and just moving on, my mom is queen petty. My mom goes downstairs and my mom says, so what's the cell phone number? My mom said, so what's the cell phone number? And my dad looked at her just like lying niggas be. My dad went, what cell phone? What cell? I don't know. What? A cell phone? My mom's like, you don't have a cell phone. My dad's like, no, I don't have a cell phone. Are you sure you don't have a cell phone? You know? And then he said, yeah. And then my mom says, well, Clinton told me. God damn it, mom. Oh, my mom sold me out. Now, I sold my dad out. I sold him out. Dad, I'm sorry, man. And I felt bad. And then my dad came. But so after my mom told me he had a cell phone, my dad came charging up the stairs about to beat my ass. Now, I'm 15 at this time. You ain't just going to beat my ass. Nigga, we got to fight. Like, we got to fight. I'll never forget, you know, I was 15. My dad's like, yo, you get suspended for the last time. Go upstairs, get the extension cord. I'm like, nigga, we the same size. You gonna have to fight me, nigga. So anyway, that was, and that ended up being like the last break. That was like the breaking point. Like, my parents argued all night that night, and my dad left that day and never came back. I mean, well, he came back for me, but he was through it with, he was through with you, Nita. He was through. He was tired of your shit, and you was tired of his shit. So I don't know, my parents gonna kill me for putting out our personal business, but I don't give a shit. I'm transparent. This is what this podcast is about. That's what y'all listen for. You don't listen to hear me talk nice things. You want to hear the real rap raw, as they would say. Anyway, so my mom, she's, you know, I'll never forget. So my dad, my dad sat me down. So here's what happened. So a few months later, after my mom kicked my dad out the house, I got kicked out the house. So May of 2003, I got locked up and juvie shit, you know, dumb shit. But I got locked up. I was cutting school. I went to Northeast High School at the time. I was going to Northeast High School at the time and in Philly. And yeah, I got suspended. Then I got kicked out. I got kicked out of school. And my dad was like, so if you from Philly, if you get kicked out of school, you go to CEP. Now, anybody know what CEP is? CEP is like, wherever you from, CEP is the bad school. Like, that's the school where they put all the troublemakers in. My dad was like, you ain't cut out for that because you ain't a troublemaker. You just stupid. And I was like, all right. So I wound up living with my father. And my dad is like, look, he sat me down. He's like, look, that shit you did like 6 months ago, that ain't it. My dad said, that ain't it. That's not it. You always go down, like, and you know, it's a hard situation to take up for your mom, because you know, your mom, you know, my dad's cheating on my mom, you know, my dad was cheating on my mom, and It's like, let me ask you, if you're in that situation, what would you do? Would you lie for your dad, or would you help out your mom? And I think I did both of them a favor, to be honest with you. They was done. They was trying to hold out for me and my little sister, but it was over. My mom ain't like but she loves him. She doesn't like him. She ain't like him no more. And my dad ain't like her no more. And y'all just in the same house living together. Go get an apartment, Pop. Go move out. Go be a man. So, but my dad was like, yo, man, that's not bro code. My dad literally said, that's not what we do. You know? We don't snitch on each other under no circumstances. And I was like, you're right. And to this day, I'm because snitches get stitches. But, I want to know how y'all feel about this, man. I snitched on my dad. So I guess the whole point is, ladies, the whole point was I tried to turn the table and I'm like, look, women, y'all do the same thing. Y'all would ride for y'all homegirl. Y'all get y'all lie straight to group chats, you know. Like, you ladies, you ever see your friend's, your homegirl's boyfriend, and you're looking at him and you're kind of like, he talking shit to you or something like that, or y'all don't like each other, and you looking at him like, that's why she fucked Juan. Like, and you want to tell him this shit so bad, but you know it's going to fuck up your homegirl shit. Like, he talking shit. Like, yeah, man. You know, like, you remember in Why Did I Get Married? And the dude was like, you know, she's like, what you need is some damn condoms. She said, believe me, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. So, yeah, I'm not a real big fan of airing out. I'm no longer airing out dirty people's dirty laundry. You know what I'm saying? And, it's not it, you know. But yeah, so this, I mean, I guess we're going to name this the cheating episode. We're going to name this the cheating episode. But but cheating is if you're cheating is, it's so childish. It's so corny. But, you know, nigga, we do it. Not we, they. Cause, you know, I don't do that shit. You know what's crazy? I've never cheated on any woman that I've been with. Because I feel like I do have the option to be single. And I feel like and that doesn't make me a great man, by the way, y'all. I'm just calling it how I see it. You know, I don't partake in that bullshit.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
First of all, are these motherfuckers mowing the lawn? You ever wake up early in the morning because somebody's mowing? That's these motherfuckers right here. Just mowing the... Turn that shit off! They'll play. So anyway, I want to move into my next topic, ladies and gentlemen. I think that men, we got to stop doing dumb shit to get women. Like, I think that we have to learn the idea of having a woman like you because of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just it. You gotta have a woman like you for who you are. You know, and that's and I know that sounds really cheesy, but like, stop trying to flash money. Stop trying to just be yourself. I told y'all the story about how, you know, I decided I wanted to I've done stupid things to have women like me. I've cut my hair bald to look like Common because she likes Common. Stupid. I went to church and got saved. Yeah, I know that story. And everybody tells me I'm going to hell. And let me tell you another story about my homeboy. He So he likes this girl, right? And she felt like, and he felt like she wasn't really gonna like him like that, you know. So this nigga saved up to take her to expensive restaurants to get her to like him. Nigga, you saved up? First of all, y'all looking at me like, what kind of friends do you have? Like, what kind of friends do you have? Clearly, I got some stupid friends. You know, I got friends that cheat. I got friends that's out here saving up to take women on, which is fine. But it's like, bro. And I mean, I get it, man. But a woman's not gonna like you because you got money anymore, man. That shit played out. That shit is played the fuck out. Having money is play. I mean, not having money is not played out. I mean, it's great to have money, but like getting a girl to like you because you got money is played out, bro. Or you think that your money is going to get you pussy. That's played out. You know what's gonna get you pussy, fellas? You really want to know? I got the secret. I got the secret, fellas. You know what's gonna get you pussy? Being consistent. Women like consistency. Women get wet by the word consistency. You hear this? There's a woman right now listening to this podcast like, oh no, he didn't. Now you got to pull over because you're moist. Because I mentioned the moist word. That's the key word, fellas. Just be consistent. The way you started is the way you got to finish. You started doing this, keep doing that shit. You started doing that, keep doing that shit. Consistency, fellas. That's all women. And women, there's probably women listening to this podcast that like, that's dated me like, oh, really? Now you out? I'm going to be honest, man. Here we go with another more transparency. That is probably like my number one flaw. I'm not consistent. There's probably women listening to this podcast like, yeah. Get your inconsistent ass out of here. No, I'm not. I lose interest very fast. If I'm not feeling you, I mean, bye. Or I feel like I get to the point where, you know, I'm being consistent. I'm consistent. And then it feels like I'm not getting nowhere. And I don't mean pussy meaning getting me anywhere. I mean just like you still want to take it slow. Yeah, come on, man. We 31. I don't want to take it slow. Fuck out of here. You know. You ain't got to take it slow. What the fuck is that? The fuck is taking it slow? I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not saying we got to take it fast. We ain't gotta be out here. We ain't. Come on. But fellas, that's how you do it. It's really that. It's that simple. Just being consistent. You know, don't be. And it's like the women adore consistency because it's like they like this. Women are planners. Speaking of planners, real quick, want to give a. I don't want to say it's a shout out. It's an apology. A friend of mine, her name is Janelle. You know what I'm talking about. All right. I didn't communicate well, which I'm going to get to in a second about communication. I'm going to get to that. I didn't communicate. I'm sorry. All right. And it ain't. Y'all listening. Y'all like, oh, he apologizes. She ain't my girl. Relax. All right. I got another story for Janelle later on. I'll tell y'all that on Valentine's Day. I'll save her story for, she knows what I'm talking about. Anyway. But women like consistency, fellas. That's it. That's really it. You know how much women will let you slide if you're consistent. Just they'll let you. I'm not gonna say they're gonna let you cheat, but it's like, oh, you know, if you're consistent, and then one time y'all get into a disagreement, she's like, you know what though, he's consistent though, I can fuck with that. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the bottom line. Women like consistency. Women, and you motherfucker, like, trust me. Okay, fellas, I'm gonna give. Let's do the consistency challenge. Let's do the consistency challenge. Here's what I want you to do, fellas. All right. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to text whoever you're feeling right now. I want you to text her. I want you to text her right now, and I want you to say this. Say this. Say, look, I like where things are going. You know. I appreciate our time spent together. I'm going to do better at being more consistent with us spending time. Hit send. Nigga, She's not going to read nothing else you just said. You know the words she's going to see? Consistent. She don't give a fuck. She don't give a shit how it comes. She don't give a shit. She's going to see consistency. Like, oh my God. If you didn't fuck yet, it's coming because you consistent. Women like consistent dick. They don't like sporadic. They don't like non-consistent. Like, come on. Women like order. You ever realize we ever go somewhere? Like, women like detail, consistency, fellas. And this motherfucker with this lawnmower is getting closer and closer. I hear him. He's outside my window right now. This is crazy. Yo, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Man, I was trying to, I know there's an awkward pause real quick, but I was trying to like wait till these motherfuckers stop. Like, these motherfuckers is blowing leaves. First of all, it's about to rain. It's about to rain in LA. Like, nobody, come on, man, get out of here with this shit, man. Damn. And when I say he was right by my window, like, he was right next to my window. And I yelled at him. I'm like, motherfucker, get out my window. Get out my window. Anyway. But yeah, fellas, consistency equals vagina. Bottom line. And there's another thing I want to touch on before I get off this podcast too. I want to talk about communication. Communication is literally the reason why people stop talking. Like, literally, that is the number one. Like, people just we fall off because of lack of or poor communication. Like, it's that simple. Like, how many times have you stopped talking to somebody because you didn't hit them up first or they didn't hit you up first? How many times? How many times has it happened that you were feeling somebody and they didn't hit you up first, so now you like, fuck it? Like, both of you guys are playing the who's hitting who up first game. So then you don't hit him up and he don't hit you up. And then the next day goes by. Well, he ain't called me, so I ain't calling him. Well, she ain't called me, I ain't calling her. And then a week goes by. And then 2 weeks goes by. And now look where y'all at. You could have missed out on the one because your stupid ass don't want to text first. Fellas, let me tell you something, all right? And ladies, and this is for you too. But fellas, look. We grown ass men. You like her, you say good morning, man. Wait till she tells you, you know what, this ain't what you need or this ain't what you want. But other than that, fellas, yo, you text first, man. And women, dude, you too. Like, why are y'all playing this game? What is it, pride? Is it ego? See, that's really what it is. See, you don't want to be the first one to be like, you know what I mean? Because whoever cares more, of course, y'all feel like, oh, whoever cares more has more to lose in the situation. There's nothing wrong with caring more than the other person. I'm not saying it got to be by a mile, but just, you know, I mean, come on, yo. Ladies, if you ain't heard from them, say what's up. And not with no attitude either. Don't text me, hey, stranger, after we ain't talked for 1 day. I'm not a stranger. You know where the fuck I am. You know what's even crazier? You niggas will watch each other's stories and still not say anything. Ladies, you ever had that?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
A guy, he like you, you thought you liked him, and he's watching your story day in and day out and not saying a motherfucking thing? Same thing, fellas, you ever had that? Stupid. It's stupid, and it's immature, and y'all need to grow up. I'm 31 years old. I don't play the text who text who first game. You know the game I play? You know the game I play? The game I play is what are we doing today? Figure that shit out. There's better things in this world to be, there should be better reasons why y'all don't work out in communication. If y'all don't work out because of a personality flaw in the other person, okay, I understand that. The person you find out, oh, they like the devil. Oh, shit, I'm out. But it shouldn't be because y'all can't communicate, you know? And another thing, let's go a step further. Communicating, like, let's talk about arguing. Okay, arguing, now this women on this, y'all gonna hear me and y'all gonna be like, oh, I don't argue. Get the fuck out of here. You argue. You can't wait to argue. You are an arguing champion. 5 times running. You know what I mean? You like to do this shit. You do this shit in your sleep. He ain't gonna win. But I say this, you don't have to argue. You guys can just disagree. Respectfully. You know that? There's nothing wrong with disagreeing respectfully. See, here's the thing. We gotta start communicating. When we argue or we have a disagreement, or a woman does something you don't like, ladies, a man does something you don't like, you know what you do? Speak up. Don't hold that shit in. Say it, but say it respectfully. You know what I'm saying? And when you're the person who you're telling this to. So I'm talking about the person who's getting argued at or getting told about they shit. Don't listen to respond. Y'all not putting out diss tracks. Like, you gonna put out a diss track, then I'm gonna put out a diss track. I've done that in relationships. Like, what I would do is I would listen to defend myself. The girl be like, yo, Clint, I didn't like that you did X, Y, Z. And I'm like, well, I ain't even do that. Like, you know what I mean? Listen, she's not calling you a bad person. You just saying, yo, listen to understand, y'all. Stop listening to respond. Like, that's what rap battle rap is. You know, you're listening. You're sitting there with your arms folded. That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, you know, I like women, but I hate you. You motherfuckers go out here. And I'm a black, like, you listening, to, now you about to make a response. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not how effective communication works. It's called listening to understand. A young lady told me something I did to her yesterday. She says, Clint, I didn't like this, and this. And instead of me responding and saying you're taking it out of context or you're going too far or it's not that serious, these are trigger words, by the way, because if you tell me that it ain't that serious, And I tell you something, oh no, yes it is. It is absolutely that serious. What do you mean it's not that? Like, come on. Yeah. Don't do that. Listen to understand the person. And you may not agree with them. You ain't even gotta agree. Just understand. Understand. That goes both ways, man. Like, I know this is advice for a fuckboy, and I ain't said no fuckboy shit today, but that's not how I'm feeling today. I'm feeling communication. I'm feeling consistency. I'm feeling all of that shit. I'm into that right now. I'm hard right now thinking about it. And ladies, just because, and fellas, I told you, men like women, you know, women like consistency. Ladies, we do too. We like consistency. We enjoy that shit. Yeah. Be consistent. You know? That's how we all gonna win out here, man. And this is a message to, because I wasn't going to really say this, but this is a message to black women, all right, and black men, both of us. Let's break this cycle. We're angry at each other. Black women can't stand black men, and black men can't stand black women. For some reason, one reason, we are at odds right now. Like, I put up a post the other day, and I said, I ain't shit without a black woman. And boy, did the feminists come for me. And I took it down because it hurt my feelings. And the reason why it hurt my feelings is because, you know, maybe I covered this, but I'm going to say it again. But it hurt my feelings and I was upset about it. And I realized, like, yo, like I didn't mean no harm by it. And we're so used to being offended that we're like being offended by each other. Listen, man, fellas, love the black woman you with. Black men, love the black woman you with, and every other black woman in this world. Vice versa. We got to stop. We got to break the mold, man. We got to stop being upset with each other. Because we're not going to get anywhere if we're just constantly at odds. We need y'all. I'm just going to speak from a black man's perspective. We need y'all. Black women, we need y'all. I need you. Yeah. Everything I've ever accomplished in life was because of a black woman. Not because of her, but it was a very, very intricate piece of my operation. That's why I say I ain't shit without y'all. My mother, my sister, my cousin Tadita. You know? Ashley Brown. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. She helped me. Yeah. Yeah. So my thing is this, man. You know, y'all are out here. We out here at odds, and we out here cussing each other out all the time and being angry in each other's comments. We ain't got to do that shit. Stop that shit. You know? I'm sorry. I'm not. It ain't funny right now. But you know, that's just what I was feeling. You know, and I want you guys to listen to this podcast. Yeah, I'm gonna say a lot of fuckboy shit, like I was, you know, talking about cheating. But I also want y'all to understand, man. Like, you know, I'm not saying these things because I want us to continue to be at odds. I'm saying these things because I want us to start to understand each other a little bit better. Ladies, I want you to understand how fuckboys operate. You know, yes, I told you how men cheat. Why men cheat. And I also told you, you know, and I was also honest with you about, you know, what goes on in our heads. Ladies, you got to start having the same accountability too. Tell us. We don't know y'all. We don't know shit. We don't know shit. That's why we keep fucking up. And also, ladies, man, if a man mess up, all right, let's stop this too. Let's stop being quick. Like, there's memes out there talking about, oh, I'm going to cut this person off. I want to cut that person off. And yeah, you handed me the scissors, and I'm quick to cut a motherfucker off. Why are you proud of that? Now, I get it. You know, there's certain behaviors that you should definitely say, you know what, I'm good on this. But if a man messed up, he messed up. Shit happens. Don't no man get it right on the first try. Or the second try. Or the third try. Or the fourth try. We don't get it right. We don't get it right. Help us. Help me. Help me. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's wrong. And fellas, again, we got to listen. We hard-headed as fuck. I know I don't listen. Because you know what we hear? You know what? You know what? That's where the communication breaks down at. It just hit me. Women, a lot of times, when you arguing with us, when you argue, my bad, y'all. So when you try to correct us, all we hear is that's all we hear. We don't want to hear that shit. Sit us down. I'm not saying pacify us, but sit us down. Like, yeah, male fragility is real. I don't want to get. I'm a grown ass man. I'm gonna get yelled at. You know how many guys are afraid to do shit because they afraid they gonna get in trouble. Like, I'll be like, yo, man, you don't want to do that. Why? Cause I'm gonna get in trouble, man. Communication, man. That's the big word of the day. Thank y'all for listening, man. Again, I apologize for the airplanes and the the lawnmowers in the background and stuff like that. Today was a good episode of Advice from a Fuckboy, because today I actually gave some real advice and I wasn't talking stupid shit. All right. You guys can keep, first of all, keep this podcast in the goddamn charts, man. Y'all are killing it. We're doing great. Do me a favor. Don't forget to rate this podcast, subscribe to the podcast. If you're not subscribed, constantly share it with your friends. Share it with your friends. You know what I'm saying? We'll have some more guests on later on. These last couple episodes, I've just been feeling like being by myself and talking my shit. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for everything you do to make this podcast a success. If you have any questions or you have a scenario that you want to bring forward, let me know. All right. I'm at Clint Coley on Instagram, at Clint Coley on Twitter, at Clint Coley on Facebook. Or just email me if you want to be anonymous too. DM me, email coleyclint@icloud.com. coleyclint@icloud.com. All right. And again, I need theme music, rappers. You listen to this podcast, I ain't got no goddamn theme music. Send in your theme music. And we're out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.